Ani Deshache, Taba Hedeshanele. Hello, my name is Carla. I introduced myself in my first given language, Diné.
Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to start with an old war song from the Panema Singers. Found this in our vinyl library. This is from 1971, recorded live from Panema in the Red Lake Nation.
At times they were kind, they were polite in their sophistication, smiling but never too loudly. Acting in civilized manner, an illusion of gentleness, always fighting to get their way. While the people see, the people know, the people wait, the people say. The closing of your doors will never shut us out. The closing of your doors can only shut you in. We know the predator. We see them feed on us. We are aware to starve the beast is our destiny. The times they were kind, they were polite, but never honest. We see your technological society devour you before your very eyes. We hear your anguished cries exalting greed through progress. While you seek material advances, the sound of flowers dying carry messages through the wind trying to tell you about balance and your safety. But your minds are chained to your machines and the strings dangling from your puppeteer's hands.
turning you, twisting you into forms and confusions beyond your control. Your mind for a job, your mind for a TV, your mind for a hairdryer, your mind for consumption. With your atom bombs, your material bombs, your drug bombs, your racial bombs, your class bombs, your sexist bombs, your ageist bombs, devastating your natural shelters, making you homeless on Earth, chasing you into illusions, fooling you, making you pretend you can run away from the ravishing of your spirit, while the sound of flowers dying carry messages through the wind, trying to tell you about balance and your safety. Trying to isolate us in a dimension called loneliness, leading us into the trap, believe in their power, but not in ourselves, piling us with guilt, always taking the blame, greed chasing out the balance, trying to isolate us in a dimension called loneliness, economic deity seizing power, through illusions created, armies are justified, class systems are democracy, God listens to warmongers' prayers, tyranny is here, divide and conquer. Trying to isolate us in a dimension called loneliness. Greed a parent. Insecurity the happiness companion. Genocide conceived in sophistication. Technologic material civilization, a rationalization. Replacing a way to live. Trying to isolate us in a dimension called loneliness. To God, we hope you don't mind, but we would like to talk to you. There are some things we need to straighten out. It's about these Christians. They claim to be from your nation, but man, you should see the things they do all the time, blaming it on you. Manifest destiny, genocide, maximize profit, sterilization, raping the earth, lying, taking more than they need in all the forms of the greed. We ask them why. They say it's God's will. Damn, God, they make it so hard. Remember Jesus? Would you send him back to them? Tell them not to kill him. Rather, they should listen. Stop abusing his name and yours. We do not mean to be disrespectful, but you know how it is. Our people have their own ways. We never even heard of you until not long ago. Your representative spoke magnificent things of you, which we were willing to believe. But from the way they acted, we know you and we were being deceived. We do not mean you or your Christian children any bad, but you all came to take all we had. We have not seen you, but we have heard so much. It is time for you to decide what life is worth. We already remember, but maybe you forgot. Look at us. Look at us. We are of earth and water. Look at them. It is the same. Look at us. We are suffering all these years. Look at them, they are connected. Look at us, we are in pain. Look at them, surprised at our anger. Look at us, we are struggling to survive. Look at them, expecting sorrow be benign. Look at us, we are the ones called pagan. Look at them on their arrival. Look at us, we are called subversive. Look at them, descending from name callers. Look at us, we wept sadly in the long dark. Look at them, hiding in technologic light. Look at us, we buried the generations. Look at them, inventing the body count. Look at us, we are older than America. Look at them, chasing a fountain of youth. Look at us, we are embracing Earth. Look at them, clutching today. Look at us, we are living in the generations. Look at them, existing in jobs and debt. Look at us, we have escaped many times. Look at them, they cannot remember. Look at us, we are healing. Look at them, their medicine is patented. Look at us, we are trying. Look at them, what are they doing? Look at us, we are children of Earth. Look at them. Who are they?
Thank you.
Jake Blunt, Molly Obunsawin, and from the Red Lake Nation, Joe Rainey singing backup vocals there. The song is called My Way's Cloudy, off of the record Symbiont. Before Jake Blunt and Joe Rainey, we heard Jen Clore, who's Maori, grew up in Australia, has family ties to New Zealand, and I was lucky enough to see her perform in New Zealand. That song is called Being Human. Check out the video for that tune. It's super powerful, and she was phenomenal in concert. Jen Clore, don't sleep on that. John Trudell, the legendary John Trudell, with his poem, Look at Us. And we started that set off with a war song, a drum song by the Panema Chippewa Singers. That was recorded in 1971. This is Indigenous Peoples Day right here on KAXE, KBXE, and we are so thrilled to be here representing and celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day. Support for KAXE comes from Giants Ridge, hosting their winter warm-up October 18th and 19th, featuring kids' activities on Saturday with trick-or-treating, a costume parade, pumpkin decorating, and more. The event also includes their ski swap both days with deals on new and used equipment for all ages. Details at giantsridge.com. So one of those songs in that last set, DJ Siege, featured Joe Rainey. Between you and I, occasionally with some of these artists, we might have some personal connections, and you're familiar with Joe from?
I met him 2 years ago, yeah. It was at the round dance in Forest County. It was Forest County's first ever round dance, and I saw him talking to my brother, and my brother introduced me, and yeah, I just let him and my brother talk, and it was just really cool to hear different perspectives on different kinds of music, with my brother being blues and him being more with the traditional kind of that. And yeah, I was really stoked when he followed me back on Instagram and everything.
Nice.
Yeah, it's just really cool to hear.
Yeah, and Joe Rainey's really getting out there. He's based in Minneapolis. He has his own group now called Bajiki, which we'll hear from later in this show. But that was singing vocals there with Jake Blount and Molly Obunsawin. Okay, Siege, you're taking over the next set. Tell us what we're going to hear.
I am. So the next song that we're going to be hearing is by Tia Wood. It's called Dirt Roads. It's like the kind of song that just everybody listens to either in the summer or any time where you're just vibing. You're either going to a powwow, you're either going to a round dance, you're just maybe simply going over to your mom's to have fried bread. You know, you never know.
Yum.
And yeah, it's just that kind of song where it just got popular, really, like, thankful for social platforms that just have the ability to make songs go viral. And I was so proud that Tia Wood's Dirt Roads went viral, and I just felt proud just being, as an indigenous person, seeing and upholding our indigenous artists. So yeah, this is Dirt Roads by Tia Wood. To leave.
that's my luck, 'cause I'm still learning. Even a little bit.
That was Native Tongue by Tinge. Before that was Not Even a Little Bit by Laura Hugo. And to start off my segment was Dirt Roads by Tia Wood. Very emotional connection with the song Dirt Roads by Tia Wood, because it's just something that you, like, again, like I said before, it's just something you listen to before you head out to a powwow, head out to a round dance. And one of the lyrics, she's like, should I take out my braids or leave them in? And you just think of just undressing from the day of dancing. You know, you put your hair in tight braids and you just dance out there with the good medicine. And yeah, so happy Indigenous Peoples Day, everybody. We receive support from the Itasca Unitarian Fellowship in Grand Rapids, a welcoming community for those engaged in the spiritual journey of life. All are welcome Sundays at 10 a.m. mid-September through mid-May. More at itascaunitarianfellowship.org or on Facebook. So Deng asked me this question before we started, and it was, what does Indigenous Peoples Day mean to you? And it means a lot to me. It means different reasons to a lot of people. And I could either get very just angry about why we are just recognizing only this day instead of Christopher Columbus Day. And there's just another part of me where it's just very sweet, and I can just talk about it in a loving manner, like I'm talking to the children that come from seven generations back and seven generations forward. And yeah, it means to me that we as Native people, Indigenous people, are still here to this day. We are living on the land that was forcefully taken from us, and we are still going strong. We are fighting every day to learn our language, to learn our traditions every day. And the way I keep my tradition going is, you know, not being the only Navajo up here in up northern Minnesota. I know I have my family, and I have a couple of apparently there's a couple Navajos around here that had sprouted around Minnesota, and I didn't really know that. And yeah, that's how I love to introduce myself in Navajo everywhere I go. I love introducing my language and teaching people. And a lot of people may complain it's hard, but what I always think about is the code was never broken. Navajo code talkers in World War II, the code was never broken. And, you know, our language is really hard to learn. And I'm just very privileged and just very honored to know how to introduce myself, how to say simple words, simple numbers. And I know that I may not be fluent like my parents are, but it means a lot to me, not only to me, but my parents and my grandparents and every generation back and forward, that I am still learning and I can still speak it. So in the beginning of our show, I introduced myself in Navajo. I said Yat'em, which means hello. I think I introduced myself as DJ Siege and not my full name, but yeah, I introduced my four clans, and I'm very just proud to be sitting here today and being a co-host for Indigenous Peoples Day. But yeah, we started off with some not indie, but a little more smooth, just getting into the day. And yeah, we're just gonna keep it going. So happy Indigenous Peoples Day.
Raised me. raising my bad ass over crazy. I'm 25 and I ain't even a man yet. I walk in the house and she make a sandwich for her baby boy, cause I'm hungry. I'm the baby of the family, so you never put no one above me, cause you love me. You a mama's boy, you ain't a tough G. Get your ass in the house and do your homework. Never get discouraged if things don't work. You stand up for yourself and be a soldier. I'ma take care of you is what I told her. That's a promise that I tend to keep for every minute, every hour that she spent on me. Through all of the good times, the bad and the drama, caring over spirit, I love you mama. Mama, 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 mama. Your baby boy trusts you. Mama, 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 mama. I put no one above you. Mama, 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 mama. I just wanna hug you. Mama, 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 mama. Your baby boy loves you. Here's a little verse about my sister that raised me. Raising my bad ass drove her crazy. I'm 25 in a way I'm still a boy. I remember every time she bought me a toy, making Mac soup for me and my boys, yelling at us when we making too much noise. Giovanni's pizza was the dinner food, Super Nintendo in the living room, Castlevania on the PlayStation. Spending time with you was safe haven. Elementary school was really hell. You would hug me when I cried because I couldn't spell. I'm so lucky to have you as a sister. When I left for school, I really missed her. You helped me through my depression and trauma. Rosalind Barrett, I love you, mama. Mama, 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 mama. Your baby boy trusts you. Mama, 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 mama. I put no one above you. Mama, 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 mama. I just wanna hug you. Mama, 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 mama. Your baby boy loves you. Thank you.
Good tree not to grow. Can't tell the summer not to go. If there's one thing that I know, can't get blood from a stone. People they change when I meant to stay the same. To snow.
Are we letting go?
That was Letting Go by Asinibi. Before that, we had April Monday by Niandra Blonde, Native Tongue by Tinch, and starting that was Come and Get Your Love with Redbone. I like starting off with the Redbone. It was, or the vibe, the mix-up, the, oh my goodness, the blend into Redbone. Yeah, it's just a cool way to start, or it's a cool way to keep going with our Indigenous Peoples Day show. I'm Carla. I am DJ Siege, as a lot of people around town know. But yeah, I introduced myself in the language. Now I would like to introduce myself in Ojibwe. Buju Nindwe Maganiduk, Bangi Aitago and Dojibweyam, Carla John Indigenikaz, Navajo Nation, Nadu Jabab, Imijigamagada. I said hello, my friends and relatives. I speak only a little bit of the Ojibwe language. My name is Carla. I am from the Navajo Nation, and I currently live in Bemidji. Being Indigenous means a lot to me, and growing up in a reservation that is not home to me, I took part where I was deciding, or I decided to learn the language up here of the Anishinaabe. And yeah, I just feel not 10 times better, but like I just feel more welcoming, and I just feel more, I don't know how to describe it, like I'm in a different land, I'm in a different community, a different reservation, and the least I could do is learn how to introduce myself with the in the language of the land that the current people occupy. Yeah. We received support from Larson Environmental Consulting in Bemidji, designing new septic systems for residential and commercial properties, along with compliance inspections on existing systems. I think here we have DJ Dan with some what's the word?
We had a couple of PSAs, some announcements to make for the community. You can celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day today in Grand Rapids until 5 o'clock over at the Central School lawn and at the Ginawin Creative Space. There'll be a round dance, artist vendors, art activities, and more. And there's a couple other announcements we'll get to you in a little bit. But I'm really excited you're here, Siege. This is really fun, and this is an amazing show so far.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you for emailing me and be like, hey, or no, texting me actually. I thought it was a really cool invite and everything.
So what do we got coming up next here? We were just talking about music, how music is, what's the word? Different reservations have different sort of musical focuses, maybe, or like just stuff they're into, sounds they're into.
Yeah. I was just talking to Dan about that. I was with a friend of mine. He's from Lower Sioux, and I love introducing my friends to my family. And I was with a convo with Connor, which is his name, and my brother. And we're talking about different like music, the different kind of music we grew up on different reservations, because you know me and my brother are from the Navajo Nation, and my friend Connor here is from Lower Sioux, and we're just talking about like what kind of music did you grow up with. And yeah, Connor told me he grew up with a lot more like hip-hop and mm-hmm, rap, mm-hmm. But me and my brother were like, oh yeah, we grew up with res country. Different spectrum. It's kind of funny, but yeah.
And like I mentioned, I know a friend of mine who lived in Flagstaff said that a lot of the kids around there who were Native were listening, were super into heavy metal.
Yeah,
like
that's
way
definitely
into heavy metal.
Yep, that's another one of like the different, are the main music down there they listen to is either heavy metal or res country.
Yeah, and I would say, you know, maybe you can tell me if you think differently. I would say in Red Lake, it's definitely rap music is a vibe up there.
Yeah, I agree. I think, Red Lake is more of like a hip-hop rap kind of vibe up there, especially listening to like the 101.3.
Yeah, their community radio station.
Yeah.
We heard Thomas X earlier, and we forgot to mention the fellow that produced that track, Garlic Brown. Pete McKenzie, him and his brother Bill McKenzie have been around the music scene in Bemidji and in northern Minnesota and Red Lake Nation for years and years and years through Res Rap Records. And I don't know if you know this, but their dad was a DJ. The McKenzie brothers' dad was a DJ in Red Lake. He built his own sound system, and would do house parties and, you know, public events and stuff as a DJ. So there's that lineage kind of thing. I love that.
Yeah, I never knew that. I never knew that, actually.
Yeah, yeah. So shout out to the McKenzie brothers. Thanks for being involved in music in the way you are in our community. What do we got coming up next? Is it DJ Shub?
Yeah, we do have that coming up next. We're going to go right
into
it.
This is DJ Shub off a record called War Club. The song features Jules on vocals.
Spread, 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 spread sur ma terre, ma renaille se nuit. D'un œil au retour, au dos, au dos, nana. N'a marimane, n'a l'énergie.